Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, October 1st, 2008. The family of a Palestinian prisoner in Palestinian jail says their son died of torture. Hamas states that none of its members and leaders were released from PA jails in the West Bank. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Hamas dismissed media reports that Fatah allied Palestinian government in Ramallah has released 38 of its members and leaders in the West Bank. The Islamic movement said in a statement to the press that Fatah is not interested in making the internal dialogue a success. In Hebron, Hamas published a press release calling on its leaders not to participate in the Cairo talks on the national unity government. Hamas said they will join talks only if the current Palestinian government ceases the arrest of its members and supporters in the West Bank. In other news, Israeli media sources reported that the United States government approved the sale to Israel of 25 F-35 aircrafts and an option for 50 more in coming years, a deal valued up to $22 billion. Israeli sources said the aircrafts are needed to enhance Israel's air-to-air and air-to-land capability. Military analysts say the F-35 jet fighter is a result of the U.S. Defense Department Joint Strike Fighter program, which seeks to build a multi-role fighter optimized for an air-to-ground role with secondary air-to-air capability. A spokesman at the Israeli embassy in Washington said that the deal is further proof of the special U.S.-Israel relationship. Israel is the first country outside NATO to receive this aircraft. Meanwhile, however, the U.S. government has recently disapproved an intended Israeli strike against the nuclear facilities in the Islamic Republic of Iran. The family of a Palestinian prisoner who died in the Palestinian Authority jail in Jericho demanded the Attorney General order an investigation of their son's death. The family of Shadi Shaheen, who died on Monday, said their son died of torture under interrogation. However, the Palestinian police, he died of an illness and promised to conduct a full autopsy to define the death cause. A report published by the United Nations this week revealed that in spite of Israeli promises to ease restrictions on movement in the West Bank, the Israeli army increased the number of roadblocks and search points. The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Human Rights Affairs, OCHA, reported that the Israeli army installed 19 new barriers since April this year, increasing the number of roadblocks to 630. 93 of which are used for full complete search. Palestinians face daily harassments from Israeli troops operating at these checkpoints and roadblocks, the majority of which separate villages and towns from the major West Bank cities. Thank you for joining us from occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Hussam Kassis and George Rishmawi.